Merriam-Webster picked surreal for their Word of the Year 2016. Dictionary.com picked xenophobia. But NPR Books editor Petra Mayer noticed another word bubbling up.
I feel like I've been seeing it everywhere, every 5 minutes, in tweets, online, in the news. Joe Jonas even wrote a song about it.
When you close that door, you see it's unhinged, it's just like me.
Unhinged. It seems like the adjective of choice for 2016 and the people who had to live through it. But maybe it's just me. Maybe it's like that thing where you buy a car and then you start seeing the same make of car on every corner. So I did what every good journalist does. I asked the library. And according to our extremely informal survey of online-only news sources, the word unhinged came up 615 times in 2014, 784 times the next year, and last year, wait for it, 2,017 times.
I want to tell you that I looked into dictionary.com's data on this too, and I think that you're on to something.
That's Jane Solomon, a lexicographer for dictionary.com. Solomon, like all the linguists I talked to, was very careful not to draw too many conclusions from my limited data. But she says there was a big spike of interest in December of 2015 when Jeb Bush called Donald Trump unhinged on Twitter. Then,
the lookups were pretty normal, pretty steady throughout the year, until we get to fall 2016, when we see a steady rise in the term unhinged. And I was talking to one of our analytics people about this, and he and I both thought that this might have been related to the lead up to the election.
Both political parties were flinging unhinged around last year, but why that particular word?
If something is unhinged, it's no longer working as it used to. It is disconnected. It is coming apart.
That's John McIntyre, a language blogger and the night news editor for the Baltimore Sun.
And I think a lot of people, for example, during the presidential campaign, thought that things were getting unhinged.
McIntyre did caution me to watch out for what linguists call the recency illusion. That's that thing I was just talking about where you notice a word and suddenly it's everywhere.
It's a nice kind of simple metaphor. I mean, crazy is just crazy, but unhinged, you've got something happening right there.
That's Alan Metcalf, professor at McMurray College and executive secretary of the American Dialect Society. And while Metcalf agrees that I might be onto something, he also quotes me a fascinating passage from an issue of London Magazine published in 1772.
We seem to see only a scene of universal debauch. The doors of profligacy are unhinged, and morality seems overwhelmed in its own ruins.
Seems just as applicable to life under Mad King George III as it does to the year we lost Prince. So that's my word of the year for 2016, unhinged. Petra Mayer, NPR News, Washington.
And so what would be yours? We mentioned surreal, unhinged. Leave your nomination for Word of 2016 with a comment with this story at herenow.org.